Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here in our home office. We prepared the message this morning, and what a joy to look out on a beautiful day and to share a message that we hope will encourage you. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today we have two scripture texts, both from Psalm 90, verses 12 and then verse 14.
So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, so that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Well, today is a significant day for me, and it's a significant day for you as well. In my case, it is the 19,725th day since my birth. However, of course, we don't normally think of events like these in terms of days, but rather years.
The Psalms are normally associated with David, but David did not write Psalm 90. It was written by Moses, who lived about 400 years before David. Yet some inspired compiler placed his writing in the midst of the Psalm collection in the Holy Scriptures. I find the heading of the Psalm in this, it's actually in the New American Standard Version, very interesting. It says, God's eternity and man's transitoriness. Well, transitoriness is not even in our online spell checker, but it means of brief duration. James 4:14 describes this transitory state. He says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
That's a rather humbling assessment, isn't it? I don't know how many more days I have on this earth or what my future holds, but I have learned that in the course of my life, I can't choose or schedule my trials. As a line in a great old hymn states, every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true.
Our daily verse is in the form of a petition. Moses writes, teach us to number our days. The plural is interesting, and we include ourselves with Moses and others in making this petition. Moses lived some 43,800 days, but it seems that he wasn't likely referring to keeping an up-to-date count of the days since our birth, although some people do this. Rather, he's calling us to recognize and give attention to the blessings and responsibilities of each day.
The purpose of numbering our days is, quote, that we may present to you, that would be God, a heart of wisdom. This should be a foundational goal in life and a lifelong pursuit. And the Apostle James reminds us that, quote, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. That's James, chapter 1, verse 5. Well, in light of the times we're facing, we should all be seeking God's wisdom through earnest study of His holy word. Then we are able to exercise spiritual discernment as we listen to the news or read blogs.
Moses goes on to say a couple verses later, Psalm 90:14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Well, the deepest source of satisfaction for the believer is God's unfailing love. It is unwavering and inexhaustible, as Isaiah expressed it in 54:10. Though the mountain be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. As the old song says, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
Today, in numbering our days, let us recognize that, and you will recognize this verse, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad in it. Well, there are leap days on God. There are no leap days on God's calendar. We awaken each new day, and we must choose day by day to glorify God and serve Him with all our hearts. May we use this day and each day to glorify God and serve as we are called.
Let us all pray together. Father, often the days converge into one to another, and before we know it, a year has passed. Help us to be keenly aware of each new day and the opportunity it holds for us to be engaged in our Father's business. We want to daily turn to your holy word for wisdom, so that we will present to you a heart full of godly wisdom and a life fully surrendered to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Excuse me. And this is the message prepared for Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. We do have a number of pretty photos up on the site today. One taken by our friend Doris High in New York. That is just outstanding. And then several that I've taken lately, the last couple days, including one this morning, that kind of give you a sense of what it looks like in our neck of the woods today. We also have a couple suggested songs that go with the message. And one final little element to today's post. Many of you may wonder, how in the world would he know how many days old he is? And I didn't really figure that out by counting days on a calendar, but there's a little online tool that I've linked to today that you can use that if you're curious about how many days old you are, so that you can number your days. Well, have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful to Christ.